Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a verse found in the book of Luke, chapter number 24, verse number 27. And this is concerning the Lord Jesus' words as he had been there with those disciples on the road to Emmaus. And the scripture says, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." He, beginning at Moses, of course, that was the law, the Levitical law, contained there in the Pentateuch. And this week we've been looking at the various offerings that the Lord Jesus no doubt fulfilled. The first offering was offered at 6 a.m. in the morning, and it was the burnt offering. The Bible declares that they led Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. Well, Christ became that perfection of that offering, without spot or without blemish, and even to the point that Pilate said, "I find no fault in him." Well, that was at early in the morning, we presume at 6. At the 9 o'clock hour is when he was crucified. At 9 o'clock is when they offered the meal offering. The meal offering was to be of fine flour. It was to be mixed with oil, without leaven or honey, and to be finalized by fire as a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord. We know that the Lord Jesus, as he was crucified, his perfect life and his sinless body were offered as that sacrifice, as our meal offering. And then that third offering was offered at the 12 noon hour. Each day at 12 at noon, they would make the peace offering. And of course, we know that it was around the noon hour that darkness fell over all the earth unto the ninth hour. And although we don't fully understand it, we believe that this was the time that 2 Corinthians 5:21 was fulfilled, where the Bible says, "For he," meaning God, "hath made him," meaning Jesus, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." I want to say thank God. Even though I don't understand all I know about it, I believe it. And during the darkness of that time, Christ suffered an eternity of darkness for you and for I. And so he became that peace offering. The scripture says in Colossians, "having made peace through the blood of his cross." Well, our next offering occurred at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that was the sin offering. And sin offering dealt with the very principle of sin. Well, the scripture said that it was at 3 o'clock that the Lord Jesus cried, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," or that is to say, Psalm 22, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It was that ninth hour, 3 o'clock. And the sin offering had to be offered to deal with sin in its nature. Hebrews 9:26 says, "For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself." He dealt with the principle of sin. I'm not a sinner because I sin. I sin because I'm a sinner. An apple tree is not an apple tree because it bears apples. It bears apples because it is an apple tree. We do what we do because we are what we are. The heart of the problem of man is the problem of the heart. And of course, the Lord Jesus dealt with sin in its very nature. The Bible says to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. But not only sin's nature, but also sin's nullification. The scripture says in John 19, "And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." Thank God, the nullification of sin. None of us can say we cannot sin, none of us can say that, you know, we have that we're sinless, that we cannot sin, but rather that we have the ability not to sin. And I'm glad because the Lord Jesus finished it. I'm glad for that reason that we have victory, and sin's principle has been nullified through the sin offering. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.